And this is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is our weekly get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. Each week, we spend time covering the civic engagement opportunities you have throughout the course of the week. How was your weekend, Mary Morgan?
It was terrific. And then today, of course, we're celebrating Chicken Dance Day, so I'm in a great mood.
Let me ask you this. How many times at a wedding have you actually done the chicken dance?
Back in the day, many, many times. I haven't been to too many weddings recently, so I'm sort of out of the groove. I need to practice today.
Yeah, you know, they don't do those at divorce parties, do they?
No.
Well, tonight Ann Arbor City Council gets together, and it is certainly more somber than a chicken dance. They're going to focus on equity and affordable housing in what is going to be a public meeting of sorts. What exactly do you expect to hear tonight? Because this is a conversation that takes so many twists and turns over the course of the past several years.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that everybody talks about, but we see very little movement on. And I was actually just looking at the PowerPoint presentation that's posted online that Jennifer Hall is going to make to the City Council tonight. And it's really very detailed and looking at the historical reasons why, we have issues with affordable housing, and then looking at some of the possible solutions. So I think it's going to be a fascinating conversation. And, of course, you know, then where it goes from there is anybody's guess.
Jennifer Hall, of course, is the director of Ann Arbor's public housing system. And was there anything in your review of the PowerPoint presentation that stood out that perhaps we haven't had much public discussion on?
Well, one of the things that I found was interesting is the list of what is characterized as underutilized public properties. And so that's kind of interesting to see that those are cited, including the airport, for one, and downtown surface lots that are owned by the city. So, you know, we don't hear a ton of discussion about places like the airport as being a potential site for public housing or for more low-income housing. And then there are some recommendations, and one of the recommendations is to consider a new tax dedicated to affordable housing. So that's something that I'm not sure would get a lot of traction, but, it's certainly an interesting proposal.
The presentation is entitled Ensuring an Inclusive Community, and again, that will be a part of the Ann Arbor City Council meeting tonight, open to the public and getting underway at 7 o'clock at City Hall. Now, this same subject matter, perhaps from a different vantage point, will be discussed later in the week when the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Chamber gets together on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we don't usually talk about the business sector in our weekly segments, but I thought this was an interesting angle to the same kind of problem that we're looking at with the some of the public initiatives. So this is happening. Panelists include Rhonda Weathers, who's Executive Director of SOS Community Services, and then there are a couple of people who are realtors in the county, as well as a builder, Wayne Hoffman of Spence Brothers. So, you know, I think it's important that the public sector and the private sector have these conversations and try to come up with solutions that, you know, benefit everybody.
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. It's our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. Now, as we look a little further down the line, Mary, we're talking about August and the primary elections, and get out the vote seems to be a refrain that we hear from many sectors of the political world, and certainly this area is no different, and there's a special initiative getting underway.
Right. I was intrigued. The Detroit Free Press has launched something they call the 10-5-1 pledge to turnout vote in the primary. And, based on the turnout from last week's special election, which in Ann Arbor was about 10%, actually a little less than 10%, I think turnout continues to be an issue and is so important. Their initiative asks you to identify 10 people that you think probably aren't planning to vote in the primary. They might be family, they might be neighbors, they might be people you work with. And to approach them early on in July and talk about the fact that there's this primary happening and what's going to be on the ballot. And then as it gets closer to the election, you take five of those people at least and encourage them to actually go to the primary. You really, you know, push it a little further. And then on election day, the campaign is asking you to at least have one person that you either take to the polls or you help with absentee voting. So I think that it's a very concrete way, you know, and I think we need everyone's shoulder to the wheel on this issue, and I was intrigued by this campaign.
10-5-1 pledge as put forth by the Detroit Free Press, and if you want more details, you can check out freep.com, and additionally, you can check our website later at WEMU.org. Now, this Get Out the Vote has been a popular refrain for the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area as well, and they are continuing their push later this week, and it's available to the public. It's the weekly Brews and Views get together.
Yeah, I think it's actually monthly, but this month it's on Wednesday, May 16th. And they're going to have a representative from the Promote the Vote ballot initiative. And that's one that is not yet, they don't haven't collected enough signatures yet to be on the ballot, I don't think. But they're proposing a raft of changes to the Constitution that would encourage easier access to the polls. And so you can learn more about that on Wednesday. And then the League is also actually having their annual meeting on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Carytown Concert House. And both of those events are highlighted on the League's website.
Civic Matters and our conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative continues on 89.1 WEMU. One of the issues that has long plagued not only this area but around the country is the issue of suicide. And it has been a topic of conversation among mental health experts, among municipal leaders, state, federal government leaders as well. And, of course, in our schools, the conversations continue. There is going to be a special movie called Suicide: The Ripple Effect. What is the goal of putting forth this movie in this area?
You know, I think the intent is to highlight the impact that suicides have and the fact that, you know, they affect our community very directly. There's a report called the Washtenaw County Suicide Prevention Plan that outlines some of the local initiatives, and there's a table that shows how many suicides there have been.
And it's frightening.
It really is, you know, and you see in social media from time to time of people that you know, it's just heartbreaking, especially, you know, the suicide by teens. I think this effort is just a way to, you know, to destigmatize this and to tell, you know, tell people that it's really a public health problem, and that it impacts the entire community.
It's called Suicide: The Ripple Effect, and you'll be able to see it at Goodrich Quality 16 at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, May 15th, and you'll be again able to gather more information by going to our website at WEMU.org. Well, let's talk about something a little happier. I love getting either on or at least alongside the Huron River, and celebrating the Huron River, that's something that's going to happen this coming Sunday.
Yeah, you know, if you haven't been to this event, it's really a lot of fun. It's at Gallup Park, which is one of the city's public parks on the river. There's food, there's nature hikes, you know, there's like animals there that you can get up close and personal
River
with.
Critters.
Yeah, river critters. Antique classic boat show. There's discounts on kayak rentals, and it's really a way to again, highlight this natural feature of our community and to, you know, celebrate as a community. And it's a ton of fun.
So think back, Mary Morgan. What's your favorite Huron River memory?
You know, I haven't done it so far this season, but last season I made a commitment to go kayaking at least once a week. And I would go, since my schedule is a little more flexible than some people's, I would go during the weekdays, and it was a quieter time, not as, you know, rowdy on the river as sometimes the weekends get. And the times when I came closest to being attacked by the swans are probably the most memorable.
I was going to say a peaceful and serene experience, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, there were some close calls. Those swans do not appreciate getting getting in touch with humans. But no, it's really it's a great feature in our community. And so I hope people can make it on Sunday if they have the chance.
Mary Morgan, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk again next week.
Great. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, and our partner each Monday for Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.